I thought offensively last week, I thought we did some good things. You know, when you have limited opportunities in a game is that when, you know, there's some long drives by both teams, you know, you have to capitalize when you get in the red zone. And unfortunately, we were only 1-for-3 last week in the red zone. And I thought that hurt us. You know, it would have made the game a lot, obviously, closer if we score on those two drives instead of kicking field goals. And when you're playing against a team like the Seattle Seahawks, you have to be able to convert in the red zone. You know, I want to congratulate both Joe Thomas and Alex Mack for making the Pro Bowl. I mean, that's a big time deal, and for Travis Benjamin and Gary Barnes to be on the alternate list. You know, whenever you can have four guys on your offense, you know, be recognized by their peers and by the coaches, that's a big time deal. And the biggest thing I'm happy about those four guys, and I told the offense this yesterday, is all four of those guys do things the right way, and they play like a Brown, they prepare like a Brown. And I couldn't be prouder of those four players.
What do you tell your quarterback runs and throw the ball to the other team? So what do you tell guys that they have to be also careful this week or what? For the way that the Chiefs play the ball?
The Chiefs do a great job. I mean, they have obviously a lot of interceptions this year. They have a lot of first-round draft picks and Pro Bowlers on their defense. We respect the Chiefs a great deal, but at the same time, we're not going to hold anything back from the Chiefs. You know, we're going to attack them like we would any other team, and we're going to cut it loose.
How do you think Johnny's been with the ball security as the season's gone on? Ball security not turning the ball over?
Well, he's gotten much better. You know, and I always tell our quarterbacks, if you're afraid to throw an interception, then go play somewhere else. But the thing that I'm most pleased with Johnny in terms of the ball security is his pocket ball security. I think that's improved a great deal. Obviously, we had the one in Seattle last week, but his two hands on the ball has been much, much better than it was early in the season, I think, than when you saw in New York when we had the fumbling issue.
How do you coach that?
You drill it. I mean, you drill it. You do pocket movement drills where he's keeping two hands on the ball, two-hand ball swipe. We always talk about, you know, holding the ball when you two-hand ball swipe, sliding up the pocket close to your body. So you use your chest as a, you know, kind of a protective shield with the football. So I think Kevin O'Connell's done a really nice job of overemphasizing pocket ball security with Johnny.
Joe Thomas came out pretty strongly supporting Johnny and is Joe seeing it the right way? Is he seeing some of the things that you're seeing from the improvement?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the beauty of when players come out and say those things is they see what goes on not on the field as well that a lot of other people don't see, like the coaches and players we get to see. And I think, you know, I didn't read Joe's comments, but I'm assuming that, you know, his huddle presence is way better because that comes with preparation. And his preparation to get to Sunday has greatly improved and drastically improved since the beginning of the season. I mean, he's learning to be an NFL quarterback. So I would agree with Joe on those sentiments, yes.
Being aggressive versus putting the young player like Johnny in position to be successful against a defense as aggressive and that turns the ball over as much as they do.
Yeah, well, I think you saw us do. You know, I tried to protect Johnny a little bit last week in Seattle, and I'm not saying that we're going to do the same thing this week because each week's different. You know, we ran a few draws, we ran some screens. You know, that we still had our run-pass options up. You know, and those are ways that you can still attack a weakness of a defense. And, you know, against they want to rush the passer and get upfield. Well, what do? You throw the ball over their head, you know, in a short distance where it's a high completion play. So those are the things that I think you can do. And you know, we're going to have to be great in protection this week. You know, we have two, you know, not new, but, you know, we're beat up a little bit on the offensive line. So we're going to have to do a great job. Johnny's going to have to do a great job pre-snap with the protection calls, and hopefully that will slow down their pass rush.
John, it was easy to look at the box score after the Steelers game and after the 49ers game and say Manziel is improving. He's continuing to make strides. But after looking at after the Seahawks game, looking at those stats, you know, it's not take away the first drive, and it's obviously doesn't look as good on paper. Mm-hmm. But do you think, I mean, aside from the numbers, do you think it was another step? Him?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, where I was on the field, that's a hostile environment. That's a hostile environment. We had no communication issues whatsoever I mean, a credit to our offense for having no false starts. I mean, we drew them offsides three times. And if you would have told me there's going to be one team with three false starts or offsides, you know, before the game, I probably would have said it was a good chance it was going to be us just because of the environment. So, you know, the fact that we kept our composure, I think Johnny was a big part of that. And, you know, just relaying the play and crowd noise like that. And on third down where it gets a loud, hostile environment against, a, you could argue, the best defense in the league, I think that's definitely a sign of growth.
Do you, when you have Joe Thomas, do you ever think to yourself, hey, I'm coaching a future Hall of Famer here?
All the time. All the time. And the fact that, I mean, you just can't say enough great things about Joe. I mean, he does everything right. I mean, you can't, from his play to his preparation to the way he treats people to the way he approaches each day, there's a reason why he is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer is because he just does everything right. He understands, hey, I have a lot of God-given talent. There's no doubt. But I'm going to use that in a way where I'm still going to prepare and get better and look forward to getting better each day. I can't say enough great things about Joe.
Hey, Cliff, since you were an open and sort of questions, you could make this comparison. Arrowhead Stadium or CenturyLink out there, which is loud?
Ooh. Wow. You could rank these. They're definitely one and two. And I'll be honest with you. I was in the box the majority of the time when I was in the Raiders, so it was hard for me to tell which was louder. But I would say they're one and two, one or 1A, however you want to rank it. I know this. I remember, I forget what year it was. It may have been 2012 when we were at the Raiders. They set a Guinness World Record for noise, and then Seattle broke it the next week to break their record. So you could argue, I'm not going to say one or the other, but I know they're both very loud.
Peter's such a dangerous guy for an offensive face.
Well, I think he has tremendous ball skills. I mean, for a defensive back, I mean, there's a lot of times we're playing DB for a reason. You know the old saying? This guy has ball skills like a wideout. And I think for a young player, he really understands route concepts and route schemes. He's not afraid to take a chance. I mean, you'll see him get beat every once in a while for him taking a chance, but then you'll see him make four plays. So he's kind of a savvy, I don't want to say he's almost like a savvy veteran as a young player, where he really understands football and he has tremendous ball skills.
It seems like Johnny's football acumen is really starting to show up, and it seems like he hasn't played much football, but the lights really seem to be coming on for him. Are you noticing that even in the meeting rooms when quick study?
Absolutely. I've been pleasantly surprised with how quick that has been. Now, is he where we want him to be yet? No, and he would say the same thing. But I'm even a little shocked on how quickly he has picked up the protection part of it. Because what we do from a protection standpoint, pre-snap, is not easy. It's not easy, okay? And, you know, certain teams try to get themselves into the perfect play. We want our quarterbacks to control the protection so they can extend their careers and get picked up and know where the hots are coming from. The conversations you can have with this young man now that compared to when we showed up in the building are just light years from where they were. And that's a credit to him. He's done a great job.
What did you see out of him in his, whatever it was, 15 snaps, in a particular ball that went off his hand? Was he surprised by it?
I don't know if he was surprised by it. I think I couldn't tell in the film. I slow-mo'd it a bunch, and it looked like the ball may have been tipped. You know, or grazed at least by a defender on the way by. So it was hard to tell. When you have a young player, in terms of, I say young, I mean a young at his position, you're really careful about throwing him into too many situations where he's not going to have a chance for success. So, again, you know, we're not just going to go out there and say, hey, Terrell, you're going to be this starting Z or X. We're going to have certain plays for him. And like I said, unfortunately, we only had, I think, 52 plays on Sunday. So some of his plays weren't dialed, but hopefully we'll have more this Sunday.